not is a novella. A novella we know, a novella of a oiftar, a novella of a kosher bird is matam beis ablia when somebody swallows from that novella, he becomes tame. And Rashi, Divrei Hamaskel Shenismus, explains that what is the issue with such a bird? The Havle Mechusa Aver. It's as if it's missing a limb. And Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Vakriver Nol Fechasecha, where we would the other people with the Umas Ha'olam use such a bird for their kabbonis. Continues Rashi, there's a rule, ain't Thomas Vizachris Boifus, the rule that a animal has to be whole, a tam. An animal sometimes has to be a male, doesn't apply by kabbonis that we bring from birds. Says Rashi, what that means is l'inyan dukin shiva ayin ukraminin. It means that a cataract, which would be a psul by an animal, is not a psul by a bird. Tosfos points out, Tosfos, the Rimaskel Shenismus Ayin, points out that the psul of Mechusar Aver is a psul by birds. I asked the Mefarshim, so if there's a special pasuk, as Tosfos points out, based on a Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, that the pasuk says Mina Oif, V'loy Kol Oif, Prat L'Shiyov Ishkapa, a bird whose wing is dried up. So that's the reason why such a bird is pasul. So why does Rashi have to quote the pasuk of Hakriver Nol Fachasecha that you shouldn't bring a carbon unless it's in a good state? And that's why the Gemara in Masechta Menachos, based on this pasuk, teaches us that you should bring a healthy animal. That's why the Gemara teaches us, that's what halacha is, that you can't bring a treifa as a carbon. That's why the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, teaches us that you shouldn't bring Mayim Megulim, water that was left uncovered. We know you're not allowed to drink such water. There's a concern the snake venom in it can't be used for Nisach HaMayim. There's halacha, what kind of keli should be used for carbon mincha. All of them based on the pasuk HaKrivanela Fechaseha. So, but if there's a special pasuk, as the Gemara Masechta Kedushin teaches us, that Tosfos is quoting, that Yosha Gapo is pasul, what do I need to say HaKrivanela Fechaseha? So the Achrayim explain that what Rashi is coming to teach us is that when even you have such a mum, the reason it's possible to be used by an oif is because it's in the category of Krivanela Fechasecha. So in other words, what Rashi is teaching us is that HaKrivanela Fechasecha teaches us that a bird that has a very glaring mum is possible. Tosfos obviously is of the opinion that Mechusar Aver is a new psul, that it's considered a mum. And the way to understand it, that even though a small mum is not a disqualification by a bird, a significant mum, like Mechusar Aver, is considered a significant mum. And what would be the nafka mina? There's an Isser Lav to be Magdish about Mum. So if we're going to say, like Tosfos, that a significant Mum, a missing Aver, is considered a significant Mum, then if somebody's Magdish such a bird, he'll be Aver, the Lav of being Magdish about Mum. Whereas according to Rashi, it's under the broad category of Hakriver Nol for Chasecho, and if you're not over that laugh. The Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Samach Dalam and Aleph teaches us. Omer Rabba, Hoy Lefon of Shnei Chatos. If somebody on Shabbos has two Kamachatos, Echas Shmein of Echas Kachusha, one is a healthier animal, one's a weaker animal, Shochat Shmein of Akach Shochat Shchuta, Chayif. Because why did you shech the Kachusha? You already were Yoytzi your Mitzvah. But if you shech the Kachusha of Akach Shmeina, Potter. Because you still have an obligation. And it continues the Gemara. For loy oid, esha oimim loy, havei shmein al chathil v'shchot. Bring the good animal, even though you bought a chatos already, but it was a weak animal, so that's not what you should be using. And Rashi again quotes the pasuk of kriver no l'chosecho, and the achrayin of the megishtav in the biyar locha. Learn from here that hakriver no l'chosecho is an issue in the bringing of a carbon, but a carbon that's brought that is weak is not possible. And now we could understand Tosus that says there's a special pasuk to teach us that mechusar eva by oif is possible, because hakuver nol fuchasecho is not enough of a reason that a pasuk that a car, that an animal or bird should be possible. And that's why we're going, the Gemara Masechta Menachos brings a pasuk that teaches us a treifa is disqualified for carbon. Even though the Rambam says that a treifa is possible because hakriva no lefuchasecho, but as we're learning, hakriva no lefuchasecho is not a reason to completely disqualify a carbon. However, there are achroinim who say hakriva no l'fuchasecho, if a carbon is in that category, it's entirely disqualified as a carbon. Rav Chaim Berlin, in the Shalos Tshuvas Nishmas Chaim, Simen Peizayim, proves that Hakrivenel l'fuchasecho is a psul de raisa. Because the halacha, based on the Gemara Masechta Menachos, is if the entire issue with a weak bird is because it's a violation, how could the Gemara Masechta Menachos that we just quoted say bring another carbon? Why would that not be considered Chil Shabbos if you already yoitz the mitzvah? It must be that midaraisa it's not a good carbon, and now you have still a chiv to bring a carbon, and it's not Chil Shabbos. The Kesef Mishnah disagrees. He says hakriva no l'fuchasecho is only psul the rabbon. The Maram Shik and Evan Ezel are mechadish that hakrivano fakasecho falls into sort of a new category. He says there are halachas that are clearly daraisis. There are halachas that are clearly drabonos. And then he says, they say, the halachas that aren't actually either. They're sort of a new category. They're not the Raisa and they're not the Rabbonim. So they say, Krivano Fuchasecho, since it requires us to decide what is included in Krivano Fuchasecho and what isn't, it obtains an entirely new category.